And our theme today is predatory journal and predatory publisher. So some organizational things. I wanted the seminar would take about 1 hour. Maybe we will finish earlier, maybe a little bit longer. We will record the seminar, and then we will put the recording in the university repository. We will prepare a short summary as well in Czech and in English, and we will put it in the repository as well. So you will find all the information there when it will finish. I will put my presentation there as well. So if you will have any questions, don't hesitate during my talk and I will answer all your things that you will need. So what we have on the agenda today, we will shortly look at the definition of predatory journals. Then I will show you some emails, maybe that you have already received some emails about publishing. So I will tell you if they are dangerous or not. Then I will show you what you have to check when you want to choose a journal for submitting a paper. The next thing is who can help you on the university, and by my opinion the most important thing is an example, so we will try to verify a journal if it's predatory or not. So the first thing is definition. I will start a little bit in history. In past there was only a traditional model of publishing. It means that there was an author who wrote an article, then the author sends the article to the journal, then the journal publishes this article, and then there's a reader who pays. It means a person or a library who pays for a database, or a reader who pays to get the access to the full text. So in the traditional model, there's the end point who pays for the whole thing. Some years ago, open access science started to be, so the model was changed. In these days, very often there's author who pays for the article. It means that author writes the article and pays for submitting. And that's the thing who started predatory journals, because predatory journal want to receive money from this. In December 2019, there was a definition set for predatory journal, and the definition tells that predatory journal is a journal that prioritizes self-interest, that wants to gain money. His aim is not to disseminate scientific information, but only to gain money. And a predatory journal typically does it by lying. So he tells you that there is peer review, but the peer review is not there. He tells you that editorial board, there are famous scientists, but that's not true, and so on. So we will go through these points and we will see. With writing the articles and with submitting, you can also receive some emails. I've wrote only one article in my life, one scientific article. But from this time, every week I receive two or three emails asking me to submit something or to be in an editorial board. So this is the first type. It's an email I received a year ago. Very polite, very nice, asking me to submit an article to a journal. I verified the journal and it was a predatory journal. But what was most dangerous was that there was a form you can download on the internet. And I downloaded the form, I opened it in my computer, and the form was virused. So fortunately, my antivirus program stopped it. But if it wasn't this thing, I could not only lost my article, but I could only lost my computer. So that's dangerous. Another thing is there's a second email from one professor from the university. He asked me to verify also the month for submitting a paper to a journal. The journal's name was BioCell, and I started to verify, and I found the address, the web page, all the information. It was really nice. I found that the journal is from Argentina and so on. And then I realized that this journal was hijacked. It means there's a, you can come in. There's a real page of the real journal, and then there's copy of the web page. All the information are correct. Only the URL, the address is wrong. And when you will verify this, it's really complicated because everything is okay, only the address is wrong. So the journal was stolen. It means hijacked. Another email that I can show you is an email from one professor from the university. He also asked to verify. It was for a chapter to the ebook. And this was hard because the ebook doesn't exist. I know that the publisher exists. It's a small publisher with just a few books. There is no editorial plan. I don't know who are the co-authors of the book, who is the editor. So I don't know what will be in future. I don't know how the book will finish, if it will be okay or not. So I had to write to him that, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. It can be okay, it can be predatory. I think that that's the last email I can show you. That's an email from one PhD student who submitted an article to the journal, and then he started to doubt. Is it predatory? Is it not predatory journal? And I must say that in this case, it's late. Once when you submit an article to someone, it's lost. You cannot unsubmit it. You cannot tell, well, I want my thing back. And it will be like nothing. So when you submit, it's closed for you. He started to doubt. Fortunately, it was not predatory. The journal was real. It was okay. So it was his fortune. But I must say, be careful before you do something like this. There are some important signs from my point of view that will show you that the journal is predatory or that the publisher is predatory. So the first thing is that you all are specialists in your field. You are reading a lot of things from your field. You know the best journals in your field, the best authors, and so on. So, if you will find a journal or a publisher that you don't know in your field, for me it's suspicious. You have to be careful and you have to verify the information if it's correct or not. The second thing is if you will find a publisher that publishes a lot of journals in a lot of fields and the publisher is new, for me that's the typical sign of predatory. Because there are some publishers that can publish, I don't know, 20 or 30 journals, but those are traditional publishers from 19th century like Elsevier. There's a long history. And if you will find someone without the history, for me it's also suspicious. I recommend to verify also ISSN. Even predatory journals can receive ISSN. There is no problem to receive the number. But by ISSN, you will find if the journal was hijacked or not. Because you will see two different URLs with the same ISSN. The most important thing, by my opinion, is peer review process. You know that peer review is there to help you to improve your article, and that's the sign of quality. Without peer review, you can just put your article on your homepage without any problem. It will cost you nothing. It's easy. And what you pay for is peer review. You want the control. So if you will find that the peer review is very short, 1 week or 2 weeks, for me it's impossible. It's not possible that a referee reads carefully and answers to you. So, peer review shorter than that 1 month, For me, it's predatory, typical predatory. You has to know also all the information about license. So when you sign a license with a journal, you must be sure what you can do with your article. If you can put it into the repository, if you can put it on your homepage, if you can send it to someone or not. So if I will not find the license, that's also a sign of predatory journal. Another thing is APCs, article processing charges. That's the money that author pays to the journal. You must know how much, when, and to whom, and how you will pay, and also for, at which reason. So that's what I'm searching as well. Very often, predatory journals lie about indexing in databases. Because if a journal is in Scopus or Web of Science, there's a sign of quality. Even in these two databases, you can find predatory journals. There are there, but the real predatory journal will try to persuade you that he's a good quality journal. So he will write you that he's in the databases. So you have to check this. And another and last sign, important signs, is false impact factor. As you know, impact factor is a number that is given to the journal. This number is from Web of Science database or from Journal Citation Reports database. But there's a lot of false impact factors. I can show you a list. It's longer and longer. Like site factor, general impact factor, info base index, journal impact factor, journals impact factor, and so on. All those are false impact factors. So when I will find on the web page of the journal something from these impact factors, for me it's lie. So I will not select the journal. Only the impact factor from Web of Science is the real one. So those are the most important things. There are not so important signs as well. So the first one, broken home page. Well, we are at the Technical University. We have seen today that sometimes something doesn't function very well. So if the web page doesn't function, it can be broken for a day, for 2 days, but well, it can happen to everybody. In 1 week, if it's not repaired, then I will not choose the journal because I need information from the web page. I say search for archive because the reason why you want to publish on the internet is to give the article to everybody. So you want to find the archive of the articles. Sometimes there is not an archive on the homepage of the journal, but the articles are in databases. So it happens. I recommend to search for print version of the journal because generally predatory journals don't have print version. It's too much work to do a print version. You can search for members of editorial board, and if you will find some names and it will be suspicious to you, you can email them, ask them if it's true or not. Sometimes you will find the information that the scientist is a member of editorial board on his personal page. So it helps a lot. I will show you an example of one scientist. It doesn't work right now. I'm sorry, but there's Mr. Albus Schweik in editorial board on one journal and publisher name Syria. That's a scientist that doesn't exist. It's a Schweik. It means Czech humor person from a novel. They put it there, it's in 2017, and it's still there. The person is still in editorial board. So that's a typical sign of false scientist. I recommend you to search also for contacts, because very oftenly, well, you must be know with whom you are working. So to find address, to find the emails and so on of the publisher. And if you will find only editor@gmail.com, for me it's not a real person. So that's also important. Open access journals ought to be registered in database whose name is DOI, Directory of Open Access Journals. Not every journal is there. So I try to verify the information. Well, when I don't find a journal there, for me it's not so important. Then another thing is indexing in databases. You have to verify if the journal is in Web of Science or Scopus, and when you will find on the homepage of the journal only information that is indexed by Google Scholar, well, Google Scholar indexes everything. So for me, it's not a database, it's not a scientific database, it's just a search engine. For that's someone who's trying to persuade me that he is indexed, but it's not true. And sometimes I look also to the database of RIF. It's mean where are results of the science from the Czech Republic. I can see if someone get money from an article publishing in this journal. But it's not necessary to do this. So there's a list of the things I check every time. At first, I recommend you to read few papers from the journal, to read few articles, because you will see the quality and you will decide whether you want your article to be in the same company. And then there's the rest. So contact details, the ISSN, I search information about peer review, the APS and the license. I search for impact factor. I search for indexing if I find the information. I search the members of editorial board. For me, that's the most complicated thing because the numbers are complicated, it repeats and so on. Sometimes I really write to the scientist. Is it true that you are the member of editorial board? And at the end, when I'm not persuaded, I try to take the name of the journal and add the word predatory, and I search it in Google. And by this, I see the latest discussions from ResearchGate and other pages. I can see what another scientist think about this. Is it okay? I know that it's quickly, and we will try the example. So, if this all is too complicated for you, or you don't have time, or something is unclear, there's a library that can help you. There's a form on the web page of the library. It's under the services, help with predatory journals. And at the bottom, there's a form. You can fill it, you can write the name of the journal, and so on. I will receive your information and I will do the work for you. Or you can also write to me directly. So, do you have any questions right now? No, everything is clear. That's perfect. So we will try. I have prepared a list of the questions and some journals and publishers. So if you have your notebooks, you can go with me. And the link is bit.ly/pppd3. And here you ought to receive this sheet. At the first list, there are questions that I verify. There are some journals I selected. And then there are links of the journals. At the second list, there's the same thing, but in Czech. And at the third list, there are results, but they are hidden. You have to go with mouse to the name of the journal. So we will not look. There are some predatory, there are some that they are not predatory, and there are some journals that are only low quality but no predatory. That's different. So I don't know if you prefer any of these journals, or I can choose myself. I prefer the orange one, so maybe we can try it, okay? There's the International Journal of Engineering and Science Invention. I don't know the journal, and we will try what it will do. So the homepage is like this. And the first thing, do I know or do my colleagues know the selected journal? Is there anybody who knows the journal? I think that no. So no, I don't know. Have I ever read an article from this journal? No. Generally for me it's like this. Are the latest articles easily searchable on the journal's website? So it means that I'm looking for archive and for the recent issue. So I can see that there's a current issue. I recommend to go there and try to open PDFs if it works. So at least one. There's download. And it works. And now I don't read the article, but if it was you, you ought to skip through the text and see if it's a good scientific article or paper. So this is functional. I recommend to try to open another one. So maybe this one. Again, open it and it's functional. So it's okay. That's the latest issue. And I will try to search for archive if I can see the whole history. Ah, there it's here. Do you see it? So maybe something from the older datas. It's not functional. Maybe this one. There is something. Well, I think that it's functional. It's okay. There's archive. The PDFs are here. I can read it. So for me, this is okay. I will close all the pages. Are the latest articles easily searchable on the journal's website? Yes. Because it's here. Does any library in the Czech Republic have it in printed form? So what I do is I copy the name of the journal and I go to the database whose name is Kaslin. Here I can search by the name easily, just like this. Put it into the database. And International Journal of Engineering and Science Invention is not there. I verify only the journals from the Czech Republic. I don't try to verify the whole world, but only this. So it's not there. It's a minority sign. It's not so important, but if I will try printed form, for me, it's better. Is the publisher's name clearly on the journal's website? I'm searching who is the publisher. So, here, about ESC, there's some logo, call for papers, maybe down. There is also ESC near copyright. I can. There is something about editorial board, indexing, issues, about submitting, frequently asked questions, contact, maybe in contacts, I can find it. And there's only a form. So I tried it yesterday and I really didn't find who is the publisher. For me, that's very important because I don't know to whom I will send the money. I don't know who is the person who is in charge of this. So that's null, but red. Very important because yes, I can submit an article, I can pay, but I don't know, it can be a terrorist or anybody, even me. So, is the publisher's phone number, oh, sorry, email and mailing address listed on the site? We didn't find it. Very oftenly, you will find an address. I recommend to put it into the Google Maps and see if the address really exists. You will not find, generally, you will not find the name of the publisher in Google Maps, but at least you will be sure that the town is there and the street is there. So here it's easy because there is no name of publisher, there are no contact information. So does the address match the map? No, because I don't know the address. There's another question. Is the publisher a member of the Committee on Publication Ethics? That's a group that wants to help with predatory journals. That's a minority sign for me as well. I don't know who is the publisher, so I cannot verify the information. Then I search for the ISSN. The page is portal.issn.org. So I will search for the ISSN. It's here. There are two ISSNs. I recommend to search for all two that you will find. So the first one, and search. And we can see that there is one hit. International Journal of Engineering and Science Invention, that's real. And the country of the journal is India, that's okay. And we don't have any other information here, the homepage or something else. But we know that the ISSN is real, this one. I will try to search for the second ISSN. I'm not able to. So, the same way, search. There are two results. And there's one, International Journal of Engineering and Science Invention from India, and with the same ISSN, International Journal of Engineering and Science Invention from India as well, and with the URL that we use. So I think that's the same journal. That's not all. I will try to search for the name. So I will copy the name and search by the title, and I ought to have three results. This is the first one we have seen, and the second one, and there's also International Invention Journal of Engineering and Science, IEST from Nigeria, but the name is not the same. So I can see that the journal was not hijacked. It's a real ISSN for only this journal. Is it clear? So for me, does the ISSN agree? Yes. Then I will search for peer review. So, is it clear what type of peer review process the journal uses? It's mean if it's single blind or double blind or I don't know which. So, generally, you can find it in author guidelines or information for authors. So I will try to search for this, but there are only information about writing, how the paper ought to be formatted, and so on. I can search in another parts of the page, online submission maybe. Theirs is just sent to INF mail. The information I didn't found. Maybe frequently asked questions. There's also submission, publication, and join us. There can be some contact. No, there is nothing. I didn't find information about peer review. So that's typical. So no. And this is also red for me, because I'm not sure if the peer review is there or not. I think that not. The peer review process is not described, so nothing. Then, is the usual length of the peer review process mentioned? What I've seen is publication process takes only 7 days. Well, it's really to receive an email, to read it, to wait if you will send the money, and then put the PDF on the web page. Even I can do it in the repository, and you don't need to pay to me. So, yes, it's mentioned, but it's not peer review. So I can put no. Then there is indexing in databases. So, is the journal indexed by services or databases that I commonly use and know? I verify always in Scopus and Web of Science. So I will take the name of the journal and I will go to Scopus. And just put the name. And I will search by source title because that's the source. And no documents were found. So in Scopus, nothing. Then I will go to Web of Science and do the same thing. As I told before, even in those databases, you can find predatory journals. But if the journal is not there for me, well, it's not good to publish because you want to publish in good journals that are indexed in the best databases. So I will search by publication name. And the same thing, nothing. I think that it's easy. Even now, you can tell that that's the predatory journal. So, no. Is the journal indexing information accurate? Is the true on the web? So, I'm trying to find where the journal is indexed. There's indexing on their page, and I can see Google Scholar, as I told, there's everything. Then I can see cables. I think that cables was closed. It doesn't work anymore. OpenGGate, I don't know. Cyrus, I don't know this. Alrix Web, well, I know, but I don't have access. Journal Informatics, I don't know, but there's ProQuest and there's EBSCO. So they are telling me that I can find them in ProQuest. So I will try. So I know the address, or I will find the address on the internet. I hope that it will work. And here again, by the name of the journal, I will try to search. And I will put it like a phrase to have it easier. And a little bit of time. And we will see if it will find something or not. It's working, working, working. And there is something. 11 results is here. So for me, that's not the whole journal. And when I look at the results, then I can see that those are not the articles from the journal, but the journal is mentioned in references in the list of the literature. So in another articles from another journals, not the journal is indexed in ProQuest. For me, this information is lie. It's not unclear, it's really lie. He tries to convince me that he is indexed by ProQuest. That's not true. For right now, I am angry. I will finish with the journal. There are another things that we can try to verify just to see. If the journal impact factor is mentioned, is the journal in journal citation reports? And does it agree? So we can see that there's a huge impact factor, 5.962. So he's telling me that he has impact factor. I will verify it. I will go to Journal Citation Reports database, and there is easy. I can also put the name of the journal. Oh, sorry. I will do the copy. Put the name of the journal, and we will wait. And it tells no results found. So the journal is not in this database, and this is second lie. So big red no. Does the magazine not list questionable impact factors that are the false impact factors that very often you can find? There are some citation numbers, H index 950, that's impossible because H index is for persons, not for journals. Those are false metrics for me. So I can tell that that's not okay. So, yes, but you understand? Is it clearly written on the website how much it costs to publish in a given journal? So we are looking for APCs. So fees, manuscript publication fees. Manuscript of the publication charges as are follows, and it's $75 for publishing. So we can find it. There's the number. We can pay. It's easy. It's very low for me. But we can tell clearly written on the website, yes. I know how much I will pay. Does the site explain why publishing is charged? There are only how you can do it, but not why. So I will put no. Does the site explain what cost the fees covers and when the payment will be required? We can put no. Then there's the editorial board. You can verify as well. So, as I told before, that's the hardest thing to verify. You can go to editorial board members, and generally, I search for a name from Europe. And that's because, well, you know, some names are hard to me to see. I don't see small differences.
So I try to find someone who is from some country that I think is in Europe. There's one from Sweden. So I can try to verify this person just to put the name in Google, and we will see if the person really exists or not. So, well, there is someone at Luleå University of Technology, and I would recommend you to search for an email of this person and really write to him if it's okay, if the journal is okay. In this case, it's easy. We will not do this because the journal is predatory. For sure. I recommend generally to verify at least two persons, not only one. And not only the first one, but to choose someone who is third, fourth, or fifth, or something like that. So that's the persons in editorial board. Do I know the members? I don't know. Generally, I don't know the members. If I know, I can ask. It's easier. Are the names familiar to me? No. Is the journal editor a real scientist? Do his contact details match? So generally, they can be real scientists, but they don't know about this. Very often, you will not find contact details there on the web page of the journal. If I don't see the contact details, I think it's suspicious for me. And if I see the contact emails, I try to write to the members and verify if the information is right. So, no, there are no contacts. Are the other members of the editorial board real scientists? Do their contact details match? I will not verify this. But that's for verifying really at least two persons. Do members of the editorial board list their membership on their personal websites? So this professor has his ResearchGate profile. I can go there and see if the information is there. I verified it, it's not. So I can put no. And then I can search also for the information about open access. It means the directory DOI. As I told before, this is not so important. No, I have to put the name of the journal. Like this, and try to search, and there is nothing, and that's the end. So, the journal tells that it's an open access journal, but it's not. It tells that it has impact factor, but it has not. I don't know who is the publisher, I don't know the address, I know nothing. So only I can pay $75 to have my PDF on this page. And that's all. So I will not search for in Google for plagiarism, for I don't need this. I will not look in REF because I don't need this anymore. Is it clear? So this was easy because this is typical. We can try another one if you want. No. And the process is also like this. There was one person that asked me to verify International Journal of Automotive Technology. I don't know if the person is there. So I can just show you. There was a problem. Because the web page of the journal wasn't functional. But by my opinion, it's not predatory journal. Only they are maintaining, or I don't know what they are doing there.
with English version of the journal, as the journal is from Korea, I'm not able to read it in Korea. I must wait for English version. So you can see it's not functional right now. But I verified a week ago and it was okay. It was not predatory journal. So that's an example. If you will have time, you can verify the rest and try to see, because those are a little bit more complicated journals. Sometimes you will hesitate, but it's up to you. You have to decide if you have enough information and if you trust to the publisher and trust to the journal, and if really you want to submit your article in this journal, or you will search for another one. So, do you have any questions? Yes.
I have something to share.
Mm-hmm.
My own experience.
Yes.
I have already published some of the articles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the list that that you within the universities are required.
Yes.
Not the predatory journals, but the first articles I published. As your experience as well. After I published, so many different so-called articles invite me to publish. And when I look at it, most of them, I don't want to say anything kind of like racist, but most of them are from India.
Mm-hmm.
And they always emphasize on impact factors, their credit, how many scientists supported them.
Yes.
They always and then their fee is very low.
Mm-hmm.
The fee is always low, and then the homepage always very refreshing.
Yes.
A lot of colors and all. So basically, after a while, you can get used to it. You can see and you know that this is the predator.
Yes.
And how am I going to stop it? Is after a while, whenever I receive this kind of email. I would just go to the, I use Google Mail. I just go to report it and spam it.
Yes.
And after one or twice, they don't send it to me anymore.
Yes. So. But there will be always another one who will find you. I think the same thing as you. Generally, those journals are very often from India, but you will not see it on the page of the journal. There is no address to India. Generally, when you will find an address, it will be US or something like that. But when you will search for ISSN in the database, you will see that it's from India. I think that it's because, you know, India is big and there's a lot of people who speak in English. So it's easy maybe for them to do this. That's easy. For me, most complicated is when you will find a journal that is not from India, for example, from Turkey, and you are not sure. Well, and you will find that they will tell you that they are doing peer review, the fee is okay, the article processing charges, and then you will not be able to find a member of an editorial board. So you have to decide whether you want to choose this article or not. Yes.
I also have something else to share about the India journals. Sometimes they ask you to submit your journal articles with no charge.
Yes.
I talked to some of my courses in our university. We have so many students from in PhD.
Yes, from India.
I talked to them and they said even they have their own experience. There's a lot of scientific journals in India, they hunger for article to publish.
Yes.
They are real journals, but not at the same level as the European.
Yes.
They're lower level and no credit. But they don't just only publish inside their own country, own area. So they hunger for journal to publish in their journals. So sometimes they ask you to submit it, and then once they get your articles, they will translate it into their own language and publish in their own journal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm. That's also true. I think that the area is hard because, you know, when you want to be a new publisher, you want to start with journal. You will not have information. You will not have your journal in databases. You will not have impact factor. The members of editorial board maybe are someone who is not so famous and so on. So it's hard to begin with the process, but for me, the sign is if it's not lying to you, if the journal will have on his homepage that we are new journal, we started this year, we are not in databases, but we will try, and so on. So for me, this is clear information. I can work with this. If they will try to persuade you that they are working for 10 years, and that's not true, so I will not choose them. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't tell you to reject everything. By my opinion, when I receive an email asking me to submit, it's always predatory. I never found a journal that was not predatory, asking me as a librarian to submit an article. So I think that only the predatory journals try to convince me to submit. So I put it into spam, all this, and trashed it. So I don't know if anybody have already published in predatory journal. Nothing. Because almost, I know, I understand also that publishing with predatory journal is easy because you have just to submit the PDF and just to pay. And it's quick, it's easy. You don't need to take all the work with peer review, and you don't need to read licenses and so on. It takes a lot of time and you must understand, and it's hard to do it. So publishing with predatory journal is really easy. You pay and you submit. But what it will do with your career in future, I don't know. If it will help you, you can do it. But if it will not help you, or if it will a little bit ruin your career, so don't do it, please. It depends on you. And really, if you need just to have an article on internet, you can send it to the library. We will put it into the repository. Google Scholar will find it. It will be indexed, and you will not need to pay for this. It's free of charge. So, do you have any other questions?
Yes, if I can. Do you have some ideas how this, like, predatory journals find people for whom to send these emails?
Because, yes.
I mentioned that I started like to get these emails after I registered on ResearchGate and started like to put my articles there, and I started to get these emails. So probably they also use some like general databases, and also look like try to find new researchers or how they.
I think that that's the problem. When you publish or when you register somewhere as a scientist, I think that under the predatory journal there are real scientists. There must be someone who has access to ResearchGate or ORCID or databases like this. He has access, and he can take all the emails that we'll find there and submit it. I think that there maybe is some work with this, but well, I don't know what you can do, because ResearchGate is important for the scientists. You cannot register, because without this you will not be seen.
And ORCID also. And
yes.
It looks yes. like this situation yes. may be used in both ways, like for good things yes. and for bad things, and how to save from it.
I don't think. I think that the only thing is really to delete everything that you will receive in your email, to block it, because sometimes they try twice, three times, but when you will not respond, there will be another one who will try, but not the same. And just deleting, deleting, deleting. That's how. I'm sorry. I don't think that the predatory journals will vanish. I think that it will continue. Maybe it will not be predatory, the term predatory journal, just low quality journal or no quality journal, but it will continue. It will be like this.
Thank you. And even sometimes when you go to any kind of conference, and after you come back, you receive email and ask you to invite paper as well. So I somehow, all this like conference or generally submitted, it's all linked together. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know as well. I don't know really. But your addresses from Technical University are freely available. And when you publish something, the address is really freely available. Anyone can see it. So the only thing is not to publish, but you have to. I regret that I have published my article because I was only fourth author. So it was not important for me to have the article in my CV. And if I didn't do this, I wouldn't receive all those emails. But I cannot undo this as well. So do you have something, another, or any problem, or any question? So, just, I think that the record is there. The presentation as well, the form as well. We will put it into the repository. I don't know how much time it will take. Then we will send you an email. And at the end, I must thank you for your attention. I must apologize for all the things and moving and so on. And I hope that we will see you again maybe next month. And we will have a lesson about teaching. So maybe it will be also interesting for you. So have a nice day and hope that we will see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.